the news.
.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump insists his campaign has never been so well united. This in the wake of multiple news reports of dissent and discord in the Trump campaign and word of a planned intervention with Trump by some high-profile supporters, including Newt Gingrich, Rudy Giuliani, and Reince Priebus. For his part, Trump was on the campaign trail last night, returning to his attacks on Hillary Clinton.
Getting back on message, Trump putting Hillary Clinton directly in his crosshairs, attacking her record as Secretary of State.
It was Hillary Clinton that she should get an award from them as the founder of ISIS. That's what it was.
And touting his latest fundraising haul.
And we just took in this month, I think it's $80 or $82 million.
Despite closing the gap with Clinton, it's proving difficult for Trump to collect checks from the country's top donors. His campaign war chest trails Clinton's by $20 million.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. A now fired Metro Transit police officer accused of trying to help ISIS is due back in federal court today. 36-year-old Nicholas Young of Fairfax was arrested yesterday in an FBI sting. Prosecutors say Young had been under surveillance for years and was finally arrested after buying nearly $250 in gift cards that he thought would be used by ISIS to buy mobile messaging apps. Two connected buildings on Main Street in historic Ellicott City are collapsing quickly in the wake of last weekend's flood.
These buildings do concern me. They concern me a whole lot.
Howard County Fire Chief John Butler says if the buildings collapse, a lot of dust will be released into the air. He's also concerned debris could fall on people or
end up producing a secondary damming situation, which then could bring another flooding condition.
The county's Departments of Inspection and Public Works are figuring out the best way to take the buildings down. But for now, Inspector Bob Francis says
the Main Street has been open for emergency traffic only.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A federal judge has effectively canceled government approval of the Purple Line. He cites ongoing problems with Metro. Even though the Purple Line won't be part of the Metro system, the judge ordered another study projecting anticipated Purple Line ridership that takes into account the potential impact of declining Metro ridership and safety issues. Federal investigators say the rails on a stretch of Metro track near East Falls Church were almost 2 inches too far apart before an Orange Line train derailed there last week. Investigators also found that Metro's been doing only monthly inspections of crossovers. That's where trains switch tracks. Metro's own standards call for twice-weekly inspections. The Supreme Court says a Virginia school board can block a transgender male from using the boys' bathroom in his school. For now.
The High Court agreed to allow the Gloucester County School Board to bar Gavin Grimm from the bathroom that matches his gender identity until the justices decide whether to review an appeals court ruling in the case. Last spring, the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with Grimm, who argued the policy barring him from using the boys' bathroom violated federal education discrimination law. For now, the High Court has put Grimm's federal discrimination lawsuit on hold. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Democratic Vice President Presidential candidate Tim Kaine is scheduled to address the National Urban League in Baltimore today. Both the Democratic and Republican presidential campaigns were invited to speak. Trump's campaign declined. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,355, the Nasdaq at 5160. Sports, the Nats complete the sweep of the Diamondbacks. The O's finish off Texas, and the U.S. women's soccer team has opened its Olympic schedule with a win over New Zealand. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From seasonal storms to full-scale weather events.
Heat advisory in effect for dangerous heat indices today with severe storms possible.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stigler.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway heads up for the crash in Silver Spring. This will be on the inner loop, so if you're coming from 270 to College Park, inner loop between University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue, mostly along the right side, so you want to stay to the left to get by this incident. On the outer loop side, you can see the activity, but that's outer loop slowdowns, pretty normal from 95 to George Avenue, with those outer loop lanes reported open. Now let's go to 70, lighter than normal, slowest stretch in Urbana and at the exit for 109. So some good news there. Wilson Bridge, we're backed up almost back to Route 5. Inbound Suitland Parkway, heavy on the approach passing Alabama Avenue toward DC 295. 66, with lanes open earlier, incident out of the roadway in Centerville, heavy as you come through Manassas. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No big rain chances over the next couple of days. Humidity stays up, temperature stay a little bit down below normal, 86. Sun goes to some clouds as we go on through the day with an east breeze. Tonight, a few clouds, 71. Tomorrow, late day thunderstorms are possible with a high near 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Chantilly, 71 in Bethesda, 71 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. 33 U.S. military members have now contracted the Zika virus overseas. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in a few minutes, about 30 minutes, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on this $400 million it's a cash for hostages deal that the Obama administration struck. By the way, Justice Department was on record as saying they thought it was a bad deal and the wrong thing to do. How about that? Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us at 7:35. Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member, will join us. There's been a big decision with regard to transgendered bathrooms in schools in the Commonwealth of Virginia. She'll tell us about that. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper with CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged. I have to be honest.
Donald Trump raising eyebrows with a statement from the campaign trail there that he's afraid the election will be rigged against him. Do you share those concerns? 888-630-9625. What with voter ID laws going by the wayside thanks to federal and appeals court decisions? And also with the specter of possible electronic vote tampering from an outside source, from a hack, other aspects, or maybe even something more nefarious, are you afraid that this election won't be a clean one? 888-630-WMAL. Share your concerns, and also, what are you going to do to stop it? 888-630-WMAL. Here's Josh Earnest, by the way, in his usual snarky, obnoxious way, responding to that concern yesterday.
So this is not a new claim. I would just note that it is often a claim made by people who don't end up winning elections.
Oh, isn't that
nice? Mainly because they're rigged.
John Fund now joins us. He, of course, writes at National Review, and he is the author of, well, he wrote the book on this with Hans von Spakovsky, his co-author, Who's Counting? How Fraudsters and Bureaucrats Put Your Vote at Risk. Does Donald Trump have a legitimate concern here when he puts it in a somewhat inelegant way that this election could be rigged?
The polls, Pew Research being among them, say that only 31% of Americans after the last election had confidence their votes were tallied accurately. That means we have to pay attention to people's concerns, some of which are valid and some of which are, shall we say, like internet conspiracy theories. So we got to separate the wheat from the chaff. I don't think that we're in imminent danger of having our electronic systems hacked from overseas, because they're very decentralized. It would be very hard to pull off something like that. But obviously, given the cyber terrorism that we've seen. We have to pay attention to it. The real concern is what happens at the polling places. And there, I think Donald Trump does have some legitimate concern. The Supreme Court has ruled that voter ID is constitutional. It's not a burden on voting. But these, shall we say, very liberal judges that have, in North Carolina and Wisconsin and Texas, thrown out voter ID laws are going against the spirit of that Supreme Court decision, which, by the way, was written by this court's then most liberal justice, John Paul Stevens.
Yeah, I mean, that is interesting, and a lot of people are very concerned. It does seem to be that the appeals courts are at variance with the Supreme Court guidance on this matter. But I want to go back to this idea of attacking the voter machines. You say it's decentralized, and I think that you're right. It would be hard to have a wide-ranging impact. But we all know that there are certain election areas that are very important when it comes to getting the votes in the Electoral College and carrying a state. For example, in Virginia, we often talk about Loudoun County as being one of those. If you just targeted a few of them, couldn't you potentially swing an election if you could infiltrate the voting systems?
Yes, in theory. However, remember, we've had a form of electronic voting called optical scan, where the election results are tallied electronically for 30 or 40 years. There's never been a proven instance that that's been done. Doesn't mean it can't be done, and maybe there's some foreign or other actors that would like to try it this time. We do have to be vigilant, but I think we also have to remember that most of the problems we have at the polls are bureaucratic incompetence, which has nothing to do with fraud, and frankly just old-fashioned vote buying or vote impersonation or absentee voter fraud.
See, I always like here, John Fund, to go beyond, you know, pointing out what's wrong and at times ranting or maybe complaining about what's wrong and actually figure out what we can do to fix what's wrong. And it seems to me some of the shenanigans you are describing and concerns that you're describing that happen at our polling places, it can either be prevented or at the very least some whistles can be blown if we are more active in volunteering at our polling places. Is it as simple as that?
Well, vote fraud is a lot like shoplifting. You know, if you do three things and you run a retail store and you just put up a camera, even if you don't have anyone watching it, have a security guard, even if he's asleep, and have signs that say that shoplifters are going to be prosecuted, you're going to cut shoplifting by 30 to 40% just because there are lots of people who won't do something if there's even a small amount of risk attached to it. Voter fraud is a lot like that. If you let people know you're watching, if you let people know that there's some safeguards in place, and you know that some people are watching for aberrations, you can cut voter fraud dramatically. The real voter fraud, by the way, in Virginia, of course, is the fraud that Governor McAuliffe is perpetuating by individually signing 200,000 certificates allowing felons to vote, including sex offenders, including people with all kinds of serious criminal problems. He's supposed to look at each case individually. I don't think he can do that when he's signing 200,000 pieces of paper.
Well, he's going to sign them. He won't look at them. And I wonder if that will pass muster with the court that has already overruled his initial sweeping.
Will the court act before November 8th when those votes are counted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. But your book is called Who's Counting, right? So how can we be counting instead of them be counting?
Well, we do need more and better poll watchers. You know, the average age of a poll election official is probably over 70. They're not necessarily sophisticated in electronic technology. We probably need to give credit to high school and college students if they serve in the polls. We also, there are groups like True the Vote, which is truethevote.org. They have a website which trains people in monitoring for election irregularities and election problems. And that's a good place to start.
I mean, and how do you think these voter ID differences of opinion are going to be resolved? Will they be resolved in time for the election? I noticed in Texas they've decided, for example, to sort of weaken their law in order to meet the lower court's appeal court's concerns.
Well, I think many of these laws will be restored after November 8th, but of course after November 8th, the laws will not have been in place. The real problem here is, you know, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Texas all had voter ID laws for several elections. The sound you hear is the sound that there were no complaints. In other words, these things were working. In fact, in Texas and in North Carolina, the plaintiffs didn't produce the name of a single human being who had been blocked or prevented from voting by these laws. Not one actual live human being. It's not beyond anecdotal. It's basically inventing fictitious people to worry about.
All right, we got to leave it there. John Fund, always good to have you. Yeah. Once again, the book is called Who's Counting? How Fraudsters and Bureaucrats Put Your Vote at Risk. You can also follow him on Twitter. You are on Twitter, aren't you, John Fund?
Twitter at John Fund.
There you go. And his byline at National Review. And I want to reiterate, we're going to take your calls on this. Thank you, John. I want to take your calls on this. What are your worries? What have you seen in the past? What do you think could be done here? I think that it's ingrained in the system. It's part of the Democrats' business model. That's why they were such huge supporters of groups like Acorn and others. But you just heard John Fund mention one group in particular. True the Vote, and True the Vote is represented in both Virginia and Maryland. Instead of calling in here and complaining about it, which we do love for you to do, are you actually going to do something about it? Can you make the commitment today to actually be part of the process and blow the whistle when you see something? 888-630-WMAL. It's 7:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, we do have some busy areas. Let's start Virginia Beltway as you come from Springfield toward the Wilson Bridge. First, you'll have some volume as you approach Van Dorn, but then beyond, you're heavy to the crash reported in the local lanes right before you get on to the bridge span. VDOT Cruiser should be at the scene here, but they're moving the cameras around to find the crash. Again, inner loop, or that would be the outer loop before you get to the Wilson Bridge. Now, the inner loop to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland. You're back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. 395 Beltway to Landmark slow again at the 14th Street Bridge, and a lot of volume on 66. Earlier crash east in the Centerville area, that was cleared. Now the Maryland Beltway topside, 95 to George Avenue, which we normally see. This interloop delay unusual because of a crash. Interloop between University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got sunny skies today. We'll have a few clouds scattered here and there. But pretty much, can I just say, today is going to be a beautiful day in Washington, D.C. High near 85 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 71. Tomorrow, less some sun in the morning, but we'll look for some clouds gathering in the afternoon on Friday. And maybe even a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. I have 87 degrees tomorrow. Right now, 71 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
Can the U.S. government provide assurances that this election, at least from a mechanical standpoint, will not be rigged against Donald Trump?
Josh, the president has confidence in the integrity of our electoral process, and everybody else should too.
There you go. I feel better, don't you? Josh Earnest and the president have confidence in our electoral process. Christina in Arlington, you're on WMAL. What's your worry, Christina?
Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Well, first of all, I have volunteered to work at the polls, but we all know the Democrats vote more than once. I can't remember the last election, what town it was, but I think we should throw those votes out when they're compromised. Wow, we lose the military mail-in ballots every election. But I will say, I'm glad that Donald Trump has the First Lady Hillary Clinton using the voters that America is great again. I haven't heard that in 8 years.
Thank you, Christina.
All right, Christina.
I appreciate it. How about Tom and Lorton? You're next up on WMAO. What do you think, Tom?
Hey, Tom. Good morning.
Yeah, well, to even have a question about voter ID is absurd. Like I said, you can't even, when they say that people are being disenfranchised, really? You have to have it to get cold medicine. Certain over-the-counter medicines you have that are behind the pharmacist file because of how they were abused. Alcohol, cigarettes, any kind of government, dealing in government, you got to show ID. So my wife is European. She is horrified at the idea that you wouldn't have to have it. She said, of course you need ID. Otherwise, it'd be voter fraud all over. She said, you show up at a poll in Italy, as screwed up as Italy is, you show up at a voting poll there and you try to vote without ID, they'll toss you out on their ear.
Well, of course, ear. Tom, great point.
It just makes such logic. I don't understand why that's such an issue. I never have.
Here's how bad it is. Afghanistan and Iraq we're nuts.
That's right.
For not having voter ID.
Maybe we need that purple finger thing.
Well, you know what? We spilled blood in the sands of those nations.
That's
and
right.
And we, you know, we lost lives of our bravest and our greatest in our American military so that we could bring some semblance of democracy to those two countries. And they are protecting the integrity of their voting process in a better way than we are here. It's an insult to those who gave their lives for our nation some 235 years ago. How about Joe in Germantown? Joe?
Hey Joe, good morning.
And WMAL.
Good morning. Well, I'm not worried about voter fraud, but to tell you where the problem exists is when you're black and you grew up in North Carolina and South Carolina and you grew up in a shack and you couldn't get to a hospital and you gave birth back in the 50s and 60s, you did not have a birth certificate. You can't get voter ID. Yet you really were born in the United States, so those people do get disenfranchised.
Joe, can I ask you something? I hear this argument a lot, and here's the thing, and I'm sympathetic to part of what you're saying, but here's where you and I differ, and where I differ from the Democrats.
I'm not a Democrat.
Joe, I didn't say you were a Democrat, Joe. I said you and I differ, and I said where you and I differ and where I differ from the Democrats. In fact, Joe, I made a distinction. I don't know what your party affiliation is. Just settle down for a second. Here's my point. I agree. There are people out there like that. There are people out there who are black or minorities and living in impoverished, and they grew up in impoverished times, and they don't have access to a photo ID right now. But unlike the Democrats, I don't want to keep them in that horrible situation. I would like to lift them up and bring them into our society. You cannot function in our society. You cannot fly a plane. You cannot have a bank account. You cannot cash a check. And you cannot have a job in our society without a photo ID. I don't want to coddle and keep those people in the horrible situation that they're in right now because they don't have a photo ID. I want to identify who they are. I want to help them. And I want to bring them back into the society so they can live and flourish and, yes, vote just like the rest of us. Why don't you want to do that, Joe?
Oh, I do want to do that. And I think if we developed a good plan to make that happen, we would gain their vote.
Thank you, Joe. We have come up with that plan. Every single state that has a voter ID law says, and if you don't have one and can't have one, the government will pay to help you get one.
We'll get you one.
It is the opposite of racist. But there is a agenda in this country that wants to keep poor, impoverished black people in the poor, impoverished, helpless state that they're in. That is not my party. It is not my position. And anyone who is against these laws, I'm afraid, are, in fact, wanting to keep them in the horrible state that they're in. It's time for us to lift them up and put them into our society where they belong.
722.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
And now it's time to get passionate about Chamonix. Because Chamonix has a summer blowout sale.
You're wound up today.
If you purchase Genucel right now, and I mean, well, in a moment, because first you want to hear me talk about it, you will get a free month supply of Genucel. It's like a two-for-one situation here, and you got to love that. You've heard me rave about Genucel. I don't have bags and puffiness under my eyes because I've been using Genucel, the plant stem cell therapy, for a couple of years now, and it's amazing. It's fantastic. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours. That is guaranteed, my friend, or you get your money back. But right now, Chamonix is going to also give away their best-selling L'Essence neck treatment. That's the essence in French. Did you know that? It's absolutely free with your order. So there you go. Two things. You get a free month supply of Genucel with your order. You get the L'Essence neck treatment with your order. Pick up your phone. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Did I say two free gifts? I'm so sorry. Because if you order right now, you're also going to get free shipping. That's three gifts with your order of Genucel. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You could figure all these things out
on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-583-8712. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah, go to Home Union, definitely.
800-583-8712. 800-583-8712.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova. Join the future of health.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, we're busy on the Beltway each direction to the Wilson Bridge. First, out of Virginia, the crash before you get to the bridge span in the local lanes. Looks like the VDOT crew is there blocking the left lane. On the Maryland stretch, fast Route 5, that's where the brake lights begin. So we're almost back to Branch Avenue. Now they're looking for the crash after 210 before you get to the Wilson Bridge. Top side of the Beltway, jammed College Park to Silver Spring. The inner loop leaving Bethesda. We have a crash that slows us back almost near 355 before Connecticut Avenue. The accident between University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue. Please tell me, looks like they're trying to get everything over to the far narrow right shoulder after you come up to New Hampshire Avenue. 270 lighter than normal. Heaviest flow will be Urbana down toward Hyattstown. Now, if your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now, from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers should stay at bay. Stay well south of us now as we can continue to head on through the day. Nice start to the day with sunshine. Some clouds start to come in late morning into the afternoon. 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
71 degrees right now at 727. Talking about the potential for voter improprieties come this November. Got a tweet from Jessica. Says, encourage your listeners to become election officers. Fairfax County needs them. And lo and behold, Steve Hunt, chairman of the Fairfax County Electoral Board, was listening.
Well, that's a coincidence.
Thanks for calling in, Mr. Chairman. What do you have to say about this?
Hi, Steve.
Absolutely. You know, you can complain about it. You can volunteer for a campaign and you can observe. But if you become an election officer, you're actually running the election. And the way the law is set up in Virginia, we're supposed to have 50% Republican, 50% Democrat election officers in every precinct. And we are always short on Republican election officers. Not to make too much of an assumption of who your listener base is, but I know there are a lot of Republicans out there. And yep. We have certain parts of Fairfax County where it is always very, very difficult to get Republican election officers. And if somebody will volunteer, go through the training, become an election officer, and doesn't mind driving to another part of the county, we can make sure we've got the polls filled on election day with both Republicans and Democrats.
Thank you, Steve. Point, and I'm sure Steve. That's true of all the counties around our listening area. And just so you know, we have a nice mix of Republicans and Democrats listening. But I can tell you this, there's a lot of each listening, and that means a lot of Republicans. So for sure, it is sad that there aren't enough Republicans represented there in Fairfax. I think it's because they all have jobs.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't want to take the day off for election.
That can be a problem.
Well, they should. It's 728 on WMAL.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off. You know, they picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Coming up, $400 million to a nation that sponsors terrorism in exchange for American hostages. Gee, what could go wrong there? Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is our guest right after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Reports are that some of Donald Trump's most high-profile allies are planning an intervention to try and reset the Trump campaign to get it back on track.
The controversy is leading some top supporters to question Trump's perceived self-sabotage. Newt Gingrich, a finalist to be Trump's running mate, telling the Washington Post Trump is helping Hillary Clinton to win by proving he is more unacceptable than she is.
In the last couple weeks, he has been remarkably underperforming.
Gingrich later backtracking, telling Politico he is, quote, 100% for Trump.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. President Obama is assessing what's working and what's not in the fight against ISIS as the U.S. military ramps up its engagement in Libya. The president meets today with military and national security advisors at the Pentagon. The Metro Transit police officer accused of trying to help ISIS is due back in federal court today. Authorities say 36-year-old Nicholas Young may have been in contact with the Islamic State group for years. Federal authorities are now investigating what appears to have been a pipe bombing that damaged a police vehicle in Thurmont in Frederick County. The explosion early yesterday damaged the hood and windshield of a police SUV that was parked on the street outside an officer's home, but nobody was hurt. And people who live and work on Main Street in historic Ellicott City will not be allowed back in their homes and businesses for the foreseeable future after building inspectors yesterday discovered the two connected buildings are on the verge of collapse. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,355, the Nasdaq at 5160. Sports, Max Scherzer strikes out 11 over 8 innings and delivers a 2-run single as the Nats beat Arizona again. The O's beat Texas, and the IOC says baseball and softball will return to the Olympics in 2020. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing air conditioning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning just as much as I am. Now here's the goal. Keep that cold air inside your home. Thompson Creek Window Company can help you with that. They can save you money on your electric bills with their super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because the Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate and just for your home. Plus, they offer the world's first flexible window screen. It's nearly indestructible, barely visible, and simple to use. Thompson Creek is the only window manufacturer in Maryland to offer flex screen. This is your final chance to get 25% off every window with the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Hey, everybody, it's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life, and I'm coming to Wolf Trap to talk about 7 things I have learned. I tell stories and talk about how we put our radio show together. I give a kind of live onstage demonstration of how the radio show works. I play clips. I play rare videos. I play things that were never on the radio and never will be. It'll be a little bit like listening to This American Life, except you'll see sound coming out of my actual, you know, face. That's Saturday, August 20th. Tickets at wolftrap.org.
You should seriously consider going to mrccruise.com and signing up for the Media Research Center's 7-day cruise to the Caribbean. Call 1-800-707-1634 or mrccruise.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia in Reston on the toll road eastbound near the Reston Parkway. That's where we had the crash involving a bus on the shoulder. We have delays on the approach and as you pass the scene. 66 heavy volume as you head through Manassas Centerville. And just a heads up, if you're on 66 eastbound and you're making the exit to go south on 234 at the Prince William Parkway at the end of the exit ramp, we have a crash. Stick with it. That's why we have the delays. But once you get beyond, there's nothing and no problems. Let's go 95 northbound. The accident before you get to 123 before the Occoquan now sits to the shoulder. I know you're sitting in that stop and go traffic, but then no delay until you get to the Beltway. Beltway is jammed to the Wilson Bridge. As you leave 95, the crash in the local lanes blocks the left lane of 2. And we have big delays again, leaving Virginia to the Wilson Bridge, leaving Maryland back near Route 5 and the top side of the Beltway. Unusual backups out of Bethesda to Silver Spring. Crash still on the right shoulder between University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers south of us are forecast to stay to our south. Clear with some clouds starting to come in as we head through this morning and then partly cloudy by this afternoon up near 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 68 in Herndon, 66 in Damascus, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 7:37. You're listening to WMAL because this is where Washington comes to talk. So, of course, you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, getting your day started the right way. 805 Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member. We'll talk to her about the Supreme Court temporarily putting a hold on transgender policy. It's not a Supreme Court decision. It's not definitive here. It just puts a hold on some decisions with regard to transgender individuals using restrooms that are not necessarily their biological pairing. That's at 8:05. At 8:35, Jake Tapper from the Cable News Network. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Was there a cash for hostages deal with the Iranians that was okayed by the Obama administration? Listen, a lot of interesting reporting in the last 24 hours. $400 million in foreign currency on board an unmarked cargo plane sent to the tarmac in Iran just hours before 4 hostages slash prisoners that were being held by the Iranians were released back to the United States. The whole thing signed off on by the Obama administration, who says there was no quid pro quo. But an interesting new development last night, the Justice Department apparently at the time objected to this idea. Why? Because it was illegal, perhaps. Telling us some more about this and giving his perspective, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is with us. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Listen, this smacks of cash for hostages.
It is.
Tell me why it does, and then tell me why that's such a bad idea.
Well, first, it's illegal. Let's start with that. Secondly, this creates a problem for future situations. So far, Brian, apparently there's been 3 additional U.S. citizens grabbed since this happened.
Well, yeah, because you know why? Because apparently now the mullahs know that the going rate on a prisoner / hostage that they take is about $100 million a pop.
That's correct, and they want about $2.9 billion back, so they're going to be asking for a lot of people. You know, they're going to be grabbing people. So, of course, this is why the Justice Department, and let's remember, gentlemen, that the Justice Department is very pro-President Obama, so for them to say, hey, this is really stupid, not only the stupid, it's illegal, that says something. And the second thing, yeah, the unmarked plane with the unmarked bills, that is the international equivalent of a black bag full of 20s being pushed yeah. across the table.
Can I just bring up one other thing? Apparently, the sure. Justice Department was also apparently upset about this, not only because it was illegal, but because they had to give up some Iranian prisoners that we were holding, and they felt like the deal that was being negotiated wasn't a good deal from their perspective.
Well, it's not a good deal anytime you have to do this sort of thing. And just remember, gentlemen, we talked about this, I think, last year. They did a similar thing to get Bergdahl back. Not only did they swipe the 5 Taliban, they actually had to pay Qatar a certain amount of money. I've been told anywhere between $1 to $5 billion, and some of that went to the Taliban. So this administration has a record of not only bypassing proper protocols, but also, I believe, and I'll say this as clearly as I can, endangering U.S. citizens abroad, because anytime you see this happen with the Iranians, other countries are going to get the same ideas, like, oh my goodness, here's a way of us milking old United States for all this money. So it's creating some very dangerous circumstance for anyone going overseas in the future.
Tony Schaefer, based on your good morning, Tony. Based on your understanding of our enemies and how Iran is connected either blatantly or through back channels with many of our enemies, speculate a little bit, and based on your expertise, it's not really speculation, about what Iran's going to do with this $400 million that we gifted them.
Well, it's going to go to one of their premier terror organizations, either Hezbollah or the IRGC, their Iranian Republic Guard, for all sorts of mischief to do 2 things. First, put forth and continue the expansion of Persian Iranian influence within the region. We've seen them expanding their influence. They're trying to do things in Yemen. They're trying to do things against the Sunni. They're the Shia, so they're going against the Sunni. And the second thing they're going to do with that money, and we've talked about this gentleman a number of times, they're going to support rogue regimes like the North Koreans to go ahead and bypass the nuclear agreement. Hmm. So what they're going to do is, since they theoretically can't do a lot of nuclear research that's necessary to continue developing nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles program systems to go and throw the weapons, use the weapons, they're going to fund, and we've seen this already, my intelligence community colleagues have told me, they're funding the North Korean effort. Let's remember, the North Koreans are a poor country. They depend on others for all the money they have to have to run and develop the nuclear program. So why would the Iranians worry about a treaty with us when they're already kind of violating with impunity, and they can actually get someone else, like North Koreans, to develop a nuclear program? So all the money, the bottom line, all the money that we see going to them is going to go to programs or people or countries which eventually we're going to have to face in some form, either on the battlefield or as a terror organization. And so, gentlemen, the bottom line is we're helping fund the very terror and the very adversaries we're going to have to face someday in combat.
Yeah, I need to ask you about this other story in the news, that this ISIS sympathizer who was working as an officer for the D.C. Metro Police. Your thoughts?
Right. Well, this is we've known and we've talked about this. We know ISIS is here doing reconnaissance. I didn't know about the specific instance, but this is not a surprise by the fact that they've been attempting to gain access to sensitive facilities all through the Washington area and other cities such as New York. And it's not a surprise, unfortunately, because I've come to find, having dealt with some local law enforcement, look, we've got corrupt cops everywhere. I mean, look, I have a lot of law enforcement friends, but I know of one individual who actually has a conviction for impersonating an officer 3 different times, yet he still carries a badge. So we do actually have a lot of people who are in the system who have to be watched. So fortunately for us, the FBI got ahead of this guy and was able to monitor it. But, gentlemen, let me be clear on this. This is not the only guy. Right now, any given time, James Comey, the director of FBI, has said that there's about 1,000 people they're investigating. So it's one of those things that we live here in the Washington area. We are a target. We need to be vigilant all the time about things like this happening. And please don't take me as slamming law enforcement. I'm just saying some law enforcement officers are bad. You have a certain percentage, and ISIS is going to try to find whoever they can to penetrate organizations.
Yeah, it also is very troubling that it took 6 years to get the guy.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, too. I think we tie our hands behind our back, Brian, for stupid policy reasons. I'm sure they probably had enough on this guy to arrest him probably last year, but because of this this idea that we have to be much more careful in dealing with Islamic radicalism, I think we give these people far too much room to operate, and therefore I think this guy was probably getting ready to do something. That's why they finally nabbed him.
All right. Listen, Tony Schaefer, thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate it. All right. Bye.
Thank you.
744.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Ted Britt Automotive, that's the place that you have to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing cars. So how does a great dealership like Ted Britt Automotive give you confidence? Well, what's one of the problems with buying a car right now, right? You're a little unsure about the deal you're getting, and you're a little unsure about whether the car is going to be a hassle, whether this vehicle is just going to be a big bunch of headaches, and you're shelling out a good chunk of coin for just a hassle, right? Well, this is where you can have confidence with Ted Britt Automotive. They've got this program called Ted Britt for Life. Boy, it sounds like a self-help seminar, doesn't it? Ted Britt for Life. What did you do this weekend? Oh, I went to a couple of sessions of Ted Britt for Life. Ted Britt for Life is going to give you some pretty life-changing confidence, all right, because it guarantees your vehicle is always taken care of. Every single vehicle that goes off the lot at Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. That's huge. So right there, you got confidence. Plus, you're going to be thrilled with the deals you get over there. On their 1,200 vehicles in stock, you're going to get prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below the competition on Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. They've even got Harley Davidson at two locations. Schedule your next service with Ted Britt right now. You'll see what kind of great service you get. Visit one of their great locations. There's 9 of them, or go online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway. We are absolutely jammed here trying to get through Bethesda. What's left of the crash before you get to New Hampshire Avenue sits over to the right shoulder, but banged up SUV and everyone checking that out. Still the activity in the flashing lights. On the outer loop side, normal stop and go, 95 around 2 Georgia Avenue. Seeing a bit of volume in Greenbelt each direction on the Baltimore, Washington Parkway. Upper Marlboro, car fire. That's why you're sitting in backups if you're on Route 4 right near Showplace Arena. Slows each direction. Route 4 between Old Crane Highway and Water Street, again due to a car fire. Wilson Bridge backups jammed. An unusual slowdown, so prepare for this as you come from 95, leaving Springfield on that outer loop of the Beltway before you get to the Wilson Bridge band for the crash, and on the inner loop out of Maryland back near Route 5. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures have been held down with an east breeze the past couple of days, and we'll keep it that way as we head through today. Clear through the morning, partly cloudy by this afternoon. Showers should stay south, 86. Tonight, some clouds, 71. More clouds later tomorrow, maybe a shower, possibly a thunderstorm, a little warmer, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 degrees at 747.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
Did you know that my mother-in-law, if you go to their house in Oklahoma City,
yeah.
I love my mother-in-law. At any given day, when you visit my in-law's home in Oklahoma City, my mother-in-law will have any one of the 8 Harry Potter films just playing, just randomly playing.
Really?
One of the rooms.
Why?
Because they're great movies.
Okay.
And they make her feel good.
Okay.
And you just jump right in there. You haven't seen any of them, have you?
No, I have seen bits and pieces of almost all of them.
Bits and pieces.
Well, because they're always on.
See, you know, exactly. What are you doing in my mother-in-law's house?
No, it's
now we got a problem here, sir.
No, I have a teenager.
Yeah, I see. Well, my mother-in-law's a teenager. Okay. So is my wife, let's face it.
Is there a larger point to this conversation?
Yes, there is. This new play, we talked about it, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Parts 1 and 2, that is taking London by storm on the stage. You can call it the Hamilton of the West End. It also has produced this printed copy that I talked about. You can buy it at the stores, and it's a printed copy of the play. In fact, I think we should do a dramatic reading of of the scenes here.
Okay.
That would be awesome. Get this. In 2 days of publication, this book, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Parts 1 and 2, sold 2 million copies worldwide. That is remarkable. By the way, what did it knock off as the number one bestseller of the week?
The Pocket Constitution.
The Pocket Constitution, yes. So the people have spoken, and Hogwarts wins. So there's that. And that, of course, now puts J.K. Rowling at the top of the highest paid authors list at Forbes right now. That is remarkable. Actually, she's in number third, but still she's right up there. And this is, what, many years after her last Harry Potter book. So Harry Potter continues to grab the world's imagination. But here's the other thing that's very interesting. Up there at Penn University, you know, that big old Ivy League school up there.
Yeah.
Billy, they did a study. Now, who paid for this study? I want to know. But it has to do with the connection between your voter preference and your knowledge of the Harry Potter series. And apparently, if you have read the Harry Potter books, you are less inclined to vote for Donald Trump.
Really?
I guess there's a Voldemort connection there or something. Huh. I don't know. But if you like your Harry Potter, you're probably... I am the exception to that rule because I'm all in for Harry Potter. And I ain't voting for Hillary. 750 on WMAL.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the 7 ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda, Annapolis, and Columbia Tuesday and Wednesday, August 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Do you have glaucoma or high eye pressure? Are your daily eye drops interrupting your life? Local doctors are conducting a clinical research study of an investigational dropless therapy and are in need of participants. You must have glaucoma or high eye pressure in both eyes, be at least 18 years old, and have not had surgery for your glaucoma. Qualified participants will receive study medication at no cost. You will receive regular study-related eye exams by an eye doctor throughout the study. No insurance is needed, and compensation is available. For more information and to see if you qualify, call 1-888-394-7820 or visit eyecarestudy.com. That's 1-888-394-7820 or eyecarestudy.com. Limited spaces available. Call or visit today. Participation is at no cost, and compensation for time and travel may be available for qualified participants. Visit eyecarestudy.com or call 1-888-394-7820 today.
Sponsored by the Artemis Study.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Associates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-700-3515. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Credit Associates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call Credit Associates now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515.
It's 7:53. It's time to learn everything you need to know to be a rich son of a gun today. Yeah, after this report from the CNBC news desk, you're going to be like that Monopoly man with the monocle and the bag of with the giant dollar sign. John Terrett, bring it, buddy.
You've seen my publicity photo, I can tell, yes. Anyway, as expected, the Bank of England has cut UK interest rates by 25 basis points. First time it's done that for about 7 years now. It's also printing more money by offering more government bonds. Why is it doing this? Well, it comes because the British economy is slowing down a little bit after June's Brexit vote to exit the European Union. The pound sterling fell sharply on the news. Might be a good time to holiday in Britain, guys. Here at home, the pace of layoffs announced by US companies rose for the second straight month in July. 45,000 jobs lost as cuts in the energy industry spiked. That according to Challenger, Gray and Christmas. At 8:30 Eastern this morning, the Labour Department in DC will be coming out with its weekly jobless claims. It's a snapshot, of course, of how many people are claiming unemployment benefit at this moment. Media giant Viacom has just reported earnings that beat Wall Street estimates. Later today, we'll hear from Kraft Heinz and LinkedIn, and stronger ad sales helped 21st Century Fox to top earnings estimates, but the film studio division was still weak. Dow futures ahead by 50. I'm John Terrett, CNBC Business Radio on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-943-0829. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-943-0829, 800-943-0829.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is getting it done in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, we're busy in a lot of areas, such as coming off the Greenway onto the toll road in Virginia. We had the crash involving the bus eastbound toll road near the Reston Parkway that had been over to the shoulder for a while. Crash in the Woodbridge area, that too, out of the travel lanes before you get to the Occoquan. But northbound 95 as you come north of Dumfries, get ready for those delays. Big delays each direction to the Wilson Bridge leaving Virginia. The crash in the local lanes have been blocking the left lane. Upper Marlboro trying to recover from the car fire on Route 4 over near Showplace Arena. That was heavy in each direction. And in Greenbelt, northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway near Powder Mill Road for the broken down. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com for a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software and clean up junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC. PC.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers should stay at bay, stay well south of us now as we can continue to head on through the day. Nice start to the day with sunshine. Some clouds start to come in late morning into the afternoon. 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Looking at 72 degrees right now at 7:57.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Ever notice that the last three letters in American spell can? Maybe that's why we want to say we can shop online, we can use free Wi-Fi, and we can give our social security number and other personal information to our bank if we want to. But the fact that we can do all of those things exposes personal information that can lead to identity theft. At LifeLock, we believe you have the right to be free to do everything you do every day. So we use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a huge variety of identity threats. And we have a U.S.-based team who will work to resolve issues if your identity ever is stolen.
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can live with more peace of mind. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And if you become a LifeLock member now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code AWARE. LifeLock.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It's easy to overreact to headlines, especially in volatile times like these, but there could be a cost to inaction as well as action. So how are you supposed to know what to do and when? Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein, co-host of The Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients. We'd be happy to help you plan your financial future.
Chase Hinderstein and The Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. Call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
Coming up on WMAL.
There is a new development in the transgender bathroom policy for schools in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We'll talk to a school board member from Fairfax County about that.
We'll also talk to Jake Tapper of CNN. And also, why was everyone so upset to see Bradley Cooper at the DNC? He responds, and Clint Eastwood has a little something to say about our generation.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL 1.